there is a cemetery, a Christian cemetery, where there's an unusual statue in the cemetery. This statue is not of a saint. The statue is not of a man, of a woman. It's not of an angel. This is not a statue of Mary or Joseph, but this is a statue of a dog.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall thanking you for joining us today for the first half of Demonstrations of Loyalty in Relationships. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Demonstrations of Loyalty in Relationships.
Amen. Ruth chapter 1. Ruth. Old Testament book, Old Testament historical book, verse 6. Or actually, we can go back to verse 2. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of the wife was Naomi, and the name of his sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took themselves wives of the women of Moab. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the women were bereft of their two sons and husband. Then she arose with her daughter-in-laws, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how the Lord had visited his people in giving them food. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-laws with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughter-in-laws, go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you refrain from marrying? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to turn away from following after thee. For where thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. Where thou diest, I will die and will be buried. The Lord do to me, do so to me, and more also, if anything but death part us. And when she saw that she was steadfast, determined to go with her, then she ceased speaking to her. This morning, I want to speak to you about the demonstrations of loyalty in relationships. The demonstrations of loyalty in relationships. That if you are going to be in a relationship, one thing that ought to characterize you and your character and your personality is that you ought to be a loyal individual. We're going to talk about what loyalty means today. There is a cemetery, a Christian cemetery, where there's an unusual statue in the cemetery. This statue is not of a saint. The statue is not of a man, of a woman. It's not of an angel. This is not a statue of Mary or Joseph, but this is a statue of a dog. You might ask the question, well, how did that statue get there? Well, the story goes like this, that there was a man who passed away. And as he was being buried, they drove to the funeral. And as they were going to the funeral, his dog followed the procession. And when they got there, they buried the man's body in the grave, and his dog stayed there right at the gravesite until the dog died. And as a result of the loyalty of the dog, they erected a statue of a dog to symbolize the fact that he was loyal to this man who was his owner. And as we think about relationships, this is a characteristic that we need to see in relationships. We need to see people who will be loyal to one another. We need to see husbands and wives that will be loyal to one another. We need to see families that will have some degree of loyalty to each other. We need to see in friendships that the fact that there is loyalty in friendships. I heard the story about some unfortunate loyalty. There was a man who was in a coma for several months and he came out of it. But his wife stayed by his bedside every day. She was there. And one day as he came out of his coma, he woke up and he said to his wife, he said, you know, honey, in the bad times, you've been there with me. He said, when I got fired from my job, you were there with me. When I got shot, you were there standing beside me. When we lost the house, you stayed right here by my side. When my health started failing, you were right here with me. And then he beckoned for his wife to come near. And she said, what is it, dear? And as he began to whisper softly to her, he said, you know what, honey? I think you're bad luck. Loyalty, loyalty. She was there in the good times and the bad times. The good times and the bad times. And so we see that loyalty is a characteristic that should be true of every Christian that's in a relationship. We have on one of the slides what I call the elements of loyalty. The elements of loyalty. The first thing we see about loyalty is that there is an unswerving allegiance. And when you think about that, it's an allegiance. It's a faithfulness. It's a dedication that's not moved. If you would look at 2 Samuel chapter 23, 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 15. 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 15. And we see an example of unswerving allegiance. It says, and David longed and said, Oh, what I would give for a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. So here's David, and David has this desire for some cold water. He has a desire for a drink. And verse 16 said, and the three mighty men broke through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink of it, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men who went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore, he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. And we see here that David had a desire for some water. And he just expressed the fact that, oh, that I might have a drink of water from Bethlehem. And he had three men that were loyal to him. He had three men that loved him. He had three men that risked their life and broke through the army of the Philistines, got a drink of water for David, and no doubt risking their lives to come back
they gave it to David. And David looked at it and he said, this drink, this water is too worthy. It's too precious for me to drink it, that I have to offer it up unto the Lord. And as you think about the loyalty of these men, the unswerving loyalty, the unswerving allegiance, do you have that same allegiance in the relationship that you're with? Is there an allegiance that you have to those around you that you would break through the garrison of the Philistines to get a drink of water for them? This is what characterizes loyalty. And I think that even in a lot of relationships today, even between a lot of husbands and wives, what we see is why it's so easy for a man or a woman to step out of the relationship is because they don't have a sense of loyalty in the relationship. If you had an allegiance to your mate, you wouldn't even think about stepping out. People get into what they are now calling these emotional affairs at their job, in the office, in other situations. People are having emotional affairs. Well, how in the world can you have an emotional affair? The way that you have an emotional affair is because there's no allegiance to your mate. That look at the Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon chapter 2 and verse 16. The Song of Solomon chapter 2 and verse 16. Here the Shulamite, the bride of Solomon, speaks, and she says in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 16, my beloved is mine. My beloved is mine. And then in chapter 6 and verse 3, in chapter 6 and verse 3, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. That's loyalty, that we have a sense of belonging to one another, that when you see us in relationship, that we have a sense that we mutually possess each other. Oh, not in an abusive way, not in a negative way, but we are in this relationship and our hearts belong to one another. Why is it? Because we are loyal to one another. There's a powerful scripture in the Song of Solomon, and it's found in chapter 8, since you're in the Song of Solomon. Just turn there real quick. The Song of Solomon, chapter 8, and verse 6. And here Solomon speaks. And look what he says in chapter 8, verse 6. Set me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon thy arm, for love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave. Its coals are coals of fire, which have a most vehement flame. Solomon says, set me as a seal upon your heart. You know what a seal indicated in biblical times? It indicated ownership. And Solomon was saying, put me as a seal upon your heart so that everyone around knows that you belong to me, and that I belong to you, and that we are in a relationship, a committed relationship with one another. Oh, when there's loyalty in a relationship, you know, the brothers, you're not trying to get numbers from somebody else. You know, somebody said they're trying to get as many digits as they can get. Well, what are they talking about? You know, here you're in a relationship, and you're trying to get a number from somebody else. Where's the loyalty at in that? Or maybe you have a heart that you like to flirt, whether you are a lady or whether you are a guy. You know, here you are in a committed relationship, here you are married, and you like to flirt with other people. Where's the loyalty in that? If you are loyal to the other person, there's no flirtation, there's no getting digits, there's no giving my heart to somebody else, but there is loyalty. And I feel that in our country today, one of the things that's happened is we got this Hollywood mentality, and we don't feel a sense of loyalty in relationships anymore, that we are willing to cut and break rank at the first sign of there being something in us that we don't like in the other person anymore, that we are just willing to let go. But if you are a loyal person, there is this unswerving loyalty. There is, secondly, there is a faithfulness to the other person. There is a faithfulness to the other person. There was a guy, he said, he was in this relationship, and he said, I won't date anybody else within 50 miles of where my lady lives at. So you know what that means? He had a 50-mile loyalty. And you know, as sad as that sounds, many of us have a 50-mile loyalty. We're only as loyal as it is beneficial to us. We're only as loyal as long as we don't get caught. You know, sometimes when people get caught and they break down and they cry and they're sad and everything else, they're not breaking down crying and sad because they have been untrue and unfaithful to their partner, but they're breaking down crying because they got caught. Well, what does that mean? That means there was never any loyalty in your heart in the first place. Another element of loyalty is that you have a desire to see somebody else succeed. That if you're in a relationship with somebody, you're not out here running around tearing them down. You're not out here dogging them out. You're not out here trying to put them down in front of other people. But you have a desire to see this person succeed. You know, and are you in relationships with other people? And what are you doing to help them be the best that they can be? What are you doing to try to help them excel and to succeed? That's what it means to be loyal, that you have the best intentions for the other person that you are in relationship with. Another element of loyalty means that you have the other person's back, that you got their back. One of my favorite preachers who has gone on home to glory was Dr. E.V. Hill. And I loved E.V. Hill, man. Anytime I could get any CDs or tapes or anything, I would get them because I just loved to hear him preach. And he preached his wife's funeral when she passed away. And one of the things that he said was that because he was a public figure in L.A. and because of the stand that he took on a lot of things, the Black Panthers didn't like what he had to say because he was preaching a Jesus Christ gospel. So the Black Panthers were after him. And because of his stand, there were some white supremacy groups that were after him. And so he was always getting some type of threatening letter or threatening phone call. And then one day he said that he got a threat that that they were going to put a bomb in his car. And he said that he woke up one morning, he was asleep, and he looked out, and he didn't see his wife. And he wondered, you know, where she was at. And he looked out, his car was gone. And he was getting a little concerned now. Wife gone, car gone, he's a little concerned. And about 5 minutes later, his car comes back, his wife's driving it, and he ran out and said, what's wrong? Is there something wrong? And she said, well, you know what? She said, I heard that they were going to put a bomb in your car. And she said that I didn't want you to get out here and drive this car and it blow up, so I thought that I would get out here and drive it before you got in it. Now, many of us would not do anything like that. You know, we're too sophisticated and we're too high up. And, you know, we would call the SWAT team and, you know, and the bomb squad. You know, we call, I love you, baby, but let me call 911, you know. You know, we wouldn't do that. And I understand that. But it had touched him so much, his wife's loyalty, that she would actually get in the car and drive it because she thought there might be something wrong with the car and she didn't want anything to happen to him. That demonstrates loyalty in the relationship. And some of us, you know, in relationships, we got so hard and so bitter against the other person in the relationship, you know, that when I give that illustration, you're sitting there thinking right now, man, you got to be crazy. I'd never do anything like that for that so-and-so. And that's just a reflection on our heart. And where our heart is at. Oh, once again, I'm not saying that you need to get in a car and drive it in case. That's not the point. The point is that we've lost all sense of loyalty in relationships. And then what is loyalty? Loyalty is speaking well of the other person at all times. That whenever you're in public, that you're not saying, oh, the old windbag, or you're not dogging your husband out. You know, you're loyal. You know, loyalty has a sense of, you know, I'm not going to do anything to disgrace you. You know, I have people that have come in the past, and they have told me about some hideous things that some Bethany members have done. And my first inclination is that because I know that you're a member of Bethany Baptist Church, and I believe that all the members of Bethany, if nothing else, they love God, and I believe, as naive as I might be, that all Bethany members have a desire to do the right thing. I pray in the morning, and I pray for the Bethany family, and I said, Lord, I pray for your people today, and I pray that they would do the right things. I pray that they would make the right choices. So a couple years ago, when somebody came to me about something hideous that a Bethany member, they were accusing the Bethany member. I can't receive that. I can't receive that. I need to talk to the person, and if they tell me that this is something that's true, then it'll be a different story. But I can't receive it because I've got a certain degree of loyalty to the members of Bethany Baptist Church. And I would hope that, and once again, I know Pastor Glaze is not perfect. You know, I know I make mistakes. You know, only one that's going to see it is probably my wife. And, you know, she only saw one in her life. No, I'm just kidding. But I would hope that if you heard something about Pastor Glaze, that your first thought might be, I can't receive that. And then your second thing, you would be on the phone saying, Pastor, now this is something that somebody, is this true? But see, a lot of times we get something and we run with it. You know, we hear something about somebody else, and instead of us being loyal to that individual, instead of us getting their back, instead of us speaking well, the first thing we do, we go ahead and join in with the chorus. I'm going to tell you the biggest enemy to loyalty. The biggest enemy to loyalty is gossip. It's gossip. That if we will receive gossip, that will destroy loyalty in a relationship. Now, I want to say this, that if somebody is wrong, you know, loyalty is not sticking up for them and trying to protect them when they're wrong. That's not loyalty, all right? But if a person is trying to do the right thing and they're doing the right thing, then there ought to be a certain degree of loyalty that is present in the relationship. My first point, as we look at the message today, is that loyalty is demonstrated when the times are good and when the times are bad. Look at Ruth chapter 1 and verse 3. It says here, and Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. So here they travel down from Judah. They go down into Moab to a heathen country, and they're down there, and while they're there, Naomi's husband, Elimelech, dies, all right? And she was left with her two sons. In verse 4, and they took themselves wives of the women of Moab. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth, and they dwelt there about 10 years. And then what happens? Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the women, and the woman was bereft of her two sons and her husband. So she lost her two sons and her husband. And we see that when the sons were alive, that Ruth and the other daughter-in-law were right there with Naomi. They were with her in the good times.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Demonstrations of Loyalty in Relationships. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Demonstrations of Loyalty in Relationships, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Demonstrations of Loyalty in Relationships. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Demonstrations of Loyalty in Relationships. or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 8 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.